Lesson 48. The Speaking Chip. As I had gone to work one morning, without my square, I took up a chip, and with a piece of charcoal wrote upon it a request that Mrs. Williams would send me that article. I called a chief who was looking after a portion of the work, and said to him, "Friend, take this, go to our house, and give it to Mrs. Williams." He was a strange-looking man. He had been a great warrior, and in one of the many battles he had fought, he had lost an eye. Giving me a look of wonder with the other, he said, "Take that. She will call me foolish and scold me if I carry chip to her." "No," I replied, "she will not. Take it and go at once. I am in haste." Seeing that I was in earnest, he took it and asked, "What must I say?" I replied, "You have nothing to say. The chip will say all I wish." With a look of surprise and contempt, he held up the piece of wood and said, "How can this speak? Has this a mouth?" I desired him to take it instantly and not spend so much time in talking about it. On reaching the house, he gave the chip to Mrs. Williams, who read it, threw it away, and went to the tool chest. The chief, wishing to see the result of this strange affair, followed her closely. On receiving the square from her, he said, "Stay, daughter, how do you know that this is what Mr. Williams wants?" "Why," she replied, "did you not bring me a chip just now?" "Yes," said the astonished warrior, "but I did not hear it say anything." "If you did not, I did," was the reply, "for it made known to me what he wanted, and all you have to do is to return with it as quickly as possible." Upon this, the chief rushed out of the house, and catching up the piece of wood, he ran through the settlement with the chip in one hand and the square in the other. Holding them up as high as his arms could reach, he shouted as he went, "See, the wisdom of these English people. They can make chips talk." On giving me the square, he wished to know how it was possible thus to talk with persons at a distance. I explained the matter to him as well as I could, but it was so great a mystery that he actually tied a string to the chip, hung it round his neck, and wore it for some time. During several following days, we often saw him surrounded by a crowd, who listened with the greatest interest while he told them the wonders which the chip had performed.